summer. Well, I can still talk, Jake. It's okay. This next performer is launching a new open mic tomorrow night at the Maynard Library. Come ahead. Just keep doing what you're doing. At the Maynard Public Library tomorrow night, sign up between 7 and 7:30, and the open mic starts at 7:30, and it's free, and there'll be refreshments free also. And this is kind of a trial balloon, and so if she gets an enthusiastic audience there and they don't trash the place, we'll get invited back. Huh? It's a library. Yeah, no, the library's closed except for the open mic that night. And so it's going to be a fun night, and so come out if you can. Perry is a very genial host. She does a great job. She's a wonderful songwriter and interpreter of songs, and tonight she's going to play the keyboard and sing. Please welcome... Oh, you're not playing the keyboard.
That's what she needed to know.
I'm
that
sorry.
You're not playing.
No, I thought you were. Okay, no problem. Perry's going to come up and do whatever she'd like. Please welcome Perry Desmond Davies.
Thank you. I needed it.
Thank you, Ellen. It's at the what?
The damn happy song?
No. I didn't bring my guitar tonight. Well, I thought I'd probably do this one because Patty's here, so. And it's a good response to Matt's song, actually, from The Wronged Woman, I suppose. The Maynard Public Library is easy to find in Maynard, near downtown. If you need directions or any more info, you can let me know. Just ask a cop. The police station just moved, though, so you're not going to find them.
Where the library used to be.
No.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You would know. He's lived around there longer than me, so he would know. I trust him. Nason Street, but it actually borders two streets. And Mark had a good question. Is it like ground level? Because he's going to bring a keyboard, so
yes,
it is ground level. So, and Drew, where's Drew? Drew's been really great, instrumental in plugging this. So thank you, Drew. We're looking forward to it. It should be fun. for you. The first time I kissed you, you had your eyes wide open. It startled me, but as we grew together, it became a symbol of the things we both wanted. We worked so hard in those early days, hashing it over to get all the rules down, agreeing that we were so right, but knowing our lives were in different directions. You had your eyes wide open. You had the chance to say no. I thought we had everything going on. I never realized the difference in your gaze. You made love to me with your eyes wide open. It scared me and thrilled me, and I couldn't get enough. And afterward we'd lay there and talk for hours of our dreams and desires. We were the missing pieces in each other's lives. So many similarities, it got to be frightening. Perhaps a little too frightening for you. You had your eyes wide open. You had the chance to say no. I thought we had everything going on. I never realized the difference in your gaze. Now suddenly you can't look at me. You're tearing this down on the telephone. You're telling me something about being unsure. And I'm listening to you, but I can't say a word. Because my heart is so broken. I never asked for forever. I went to great lengths to keep to the here and now. No clinging vines circling and closing you in. I cared for you too much to play those games. You had your eyes wide open. You had the chance to say no. I thought we had everything going on. I never realized the difference in your gaze. You had your eyes wide open. You had the chance to sing no. I thought we had everything going on. Until I realized the difference in your gaze.
Thank you.
Wow. Perry Desmond Davies. One more hand for Perry.